Then, as they neared the famous palace of the king, the goddess, clear-eyed Athena, thus began, "Here, good old stranger, is the house you bade me show. You will see heaven-descended kings sitting at table here. But enter and have no misgivings in your heart, for the courageous man in all affairs better attains his end, come he from whence he may. First you shall find the queen within the hall. Arete is her name, sprung from the self-same ancestry as King Alcinous. In early days, earth-shaking Poseidon begot Nausithous by Perebia, the chief of womankind in beauty, and youngest daughter of that bold Eurymedon, who once was king of the presumptuous giants, but now brought ruin on his impious tribe and on himself. By Perebia, Poseidon had a son, sturdy Nausithous, who was king of the Phaeacians. Nausithous begot Rhexenor and Alcinous. But before Rhexenor had a son, Apollo of the silver bow smote him within his hall soon after he was wed, and he left behind an only child, Arete. Alcinous took Arete for his wife, and he has honored her as no one else on earth is honored among the women who today keep houses for their husbands. Such heartfelt honor has she had, and has it still, from her own children, from Alcinous himself, and from the people also, who gaze on her as on a god and greet her with welcomes when she walks about the town. For of sound judgment, woman though she is, she has no lack, and those whom she regards, though men, find troubles clear away. If she regards you kindly in her heart, then there is hope that you may see your friends and reach your high-roofed house and native land." Saying this, clear-eyed Athena passed away over the barren sea. She turned from pleasant Scyria and came to Marathon and wide-wayed Athens, and entered there the strong house of Erechtheus. Meanwhile, Odysseus neared the lordly palace of Alcinous, and his heart was deeply stirred, so that he paused before he crossed the brazen threshold, for a sheen as of the sun or moon played through the high-roofed house of proud Alcinous. On either hand ran walls of bronze from threshold to recess, and round about the ceiling was a cornice of dark metal. Doors made of gold closed in the solid building. The doorposts were of silver, and stood on a bronze threshold, silver the lintel overhead, and gold the handle. On the two sides were gold and silver dogs. These had Hephaestus wrought with subtle craft to guard the house of proud Alcinous, creatures immortal, young forever. Within were seats planted against the wall, on this side and on that, from threshold to recess, in long array. And over these were strewn light, fine-spun robes, the work of women. Here the Phaeacian leaders used to sit, drinking and eating, holding constant cheer. And golden youths on massive pedestals stood, and held flaming torches in their hands to light by night the palace for the feasters.